Okay, ready to go. We're up to Rav. We had two pshatim in this braisa. At first, the Gorim wanted to make it a machloikis in this din of chatzitza. Then the Gemara said, everybody holds that when it comes out with a chatzitza, vishvoferes will be tor. Just the chachom are reading on, ein zedam nid el adam chticha, that even if it's palapalui, even if it touches the sides, it'll be tor here, because dam chaticha is not dam nido. Now the Gemara comes with a third pshat. And this is like a throwback. We had it on Tezayin, that they're really not mechulak in Hilchas Nida. Everybody holds it's not dam nido. Rovo omar, dekuli al midak shlish liros dam chaticha. Behoche be'isha tohoiro, umekor mekom atom eko miflegei. In other words, Reb Lezer holds shis tohoiro. Everybody holds shis tohoiro. Just the Chachomim understood in Reb Lezer's words that shis tohoiro, but the dam is tome, like we had on Daf Tezayin. There's a new halacha Moshe Sinai called Mekor Mekoy Metome. Even though it's not dam nidus, but if it touches the mokor, it's halacha Moshe Sinai. That's what he meant. We did it on Tezayin tubes. The reading is hard, but the Gemara. To save the machloikas, I guess. Makor makor motomi gevibles and sova isha tohir v'dam tomi. When he said lo b'fsir, he meant to say so she's tohir, but mashra, but the dam itself is tomi. Dosi derech makor. Rabbonin tzavrei isha tohir u'makor makor motor. And when they said those words, ein zed dam nidal adam chaticha, it's like on Daf Tes Zayin, if you remember, when Rebbe said to Shimon Gamliel, im yesh leves chol shesh leves. The meaning, it's a rhetorical thing. Understand? If you're worried, if you think it's dam nida, then the dam is tomei. But if it's not, then not. Because they don't have this idea. That's what they're saying. Ein zed dam nida. And if it's not dam nida, then it's not tomei. Because there's nothing else in the game plan here. The Reb Lezer has this new halacha Moshe Sinai. That even though she's tohoira, she's not a nida, but the dam could be tomei, else makor makom tomei. They don't hold that. It doesn't exist. So they're saying to him, ein zed dam nida. If it's not dam nida, so there's nothing there. Finished. Okay. I think Mark gets up on a sidetrack. I'm not sure what it's doing here exactly, but it's interesting. Shailam. I'm going to go through it with Taisha's pshat. It's just a little bit simpler than Rashi. Don't like doing that, but it just saves a little bit. Boy minei rabba me rafhuna. Haroye keri bekisem mau. Now let's get this straight. Haroye keri is an avatum ashetetsim imenu shichva zera. Now, he roye keri b'kis. Let's see, Raj, what that means. Hichnis kisein b'fi omo v'hotzi bozaro. That's what it's doing. It's very similar to this case of shofar. The Rosh explains, they put a shofar in there, except shofar won't go into the pi omo, so they call it a kona. He put something in, and then came out the keri. Hichnis kisein b'fi omo v'hotzi bozaro. Ma, what's the din? Mimenu shes hashetetsi mimenu shichvazera. Mimenu, from him. Omar Rachmona adenofik mibisoroi velo bekiset. It's got to come out straight with nothing there. That's why it's similar. I mean, it's similar to the problem before. O Dilma, hai mimenu hashetetsi to mosu lachutz. All that means is, like we spoke yesterday, not yesterday, the other day, a nido is tomeyo before it comes out of the body. But Zav and Balkari, it's only when it comes out. So maybe that's all that Pasuk is saying. That was his shaila. Now, Rav Huna answered him in an interesting way. He didn't answer him directly the question. He told him there's no question here. But he's asking him, if it came out with the aid of a kisem, is that Roi Ker? He tells him it's tamtor. Omale teipu klei duhu atzmo eina metamei ele bachasimas piho omo. As follows. In other words, the Gemara is, he tells him like this, a balkeri is not tome until it touches the chasimas piho omo. In other words, what he's telling him is, it's an interesting thing he's saying here, like a little background. You can look at Balkari in two ways. That's what the one's going to deal with. Is the Balkari Tomei because he's a Roye? Meaning, just like a woman. A woman is Tomei when she sees Dam Nida. That's not because the Dam touched her. It has nothing to do with that. She's a Roye. If she sees Dam, she's Tomei. Could be that's what Balkari is too. It has nothing to do with the Shichva Zeret touching him. He's a Roye, finished. Or could be no. Could be he's a Nogeya. meaning he's tomei because the shichva zera touched him.
What?
Now, once you think nogeya, he has to touch him on the outside of his body. That we're going to learn later in the Yitzhak Doifin, that maga and tumah has to be on the outside. If you touch someone inside, it's called maga beis astorim. It's not metame. The moshel inside the mouth, inside the ear, outside this person, but in there. So a tumor will creep in there and touch a person. The sheriffs will theoretically get in there. It's not metame a person. That's called maga beis astorim. So that's what he told him. He says, "I'm like, what are you asking? If the kisim is there, when the keri comes down, it doesn't touch him, it touches the kisim. It's not metame. I don't know what you make a big shaila. Men or not men. Tape play didn't touch him. When it touches the outside of the opening of the piyama, it didn't touch it. So why don't you shine this? Now, obviously, in Rav Huna's words lies that Balkeri is a noigeya, not a roya. Because if he's a roya, it doesn't have to touch a machlal. There's nothing to do with that. If he had a hoitzuazera, it's up to me. Just like Aisha, she saw dam. It doesn't have to touch her. It doesn't do with it. As a matter of fact, as we'll see later, when it, the dam that touches the woman touches her on the inside, that's not going to be tamir anyway. That's really a beis hastorim. The beis hachitzen of a woman is a beis hastorim. Same thing on the river. That's why the water in the mikveh doesn't have to go in there. It's the same. It's a flip side of the same thing. When the guy goes to the mikveh, the water doesn't have to run up the nose all the way. It's ridiculous. We'll drown him. But because it's a beis hastorim. Okay. Avis rafuna tashtanin that Balkeri is a roi is a nogeya. So lememre de nogeya have. You mean to tell me, obviously in your words I hear that Balkeri is a nogeya. He's told me because he touched Shechva Zera. Elameyato al yisto beziva. Let's go to a Zav. Zav is not a Balkeri. Zav is a Zav. He says he's a Zav. It's a different thing. Once he sees three times, even in one day, not like a Yishu, even in one day, he needs Zayin Nikim. The main time Zayin Nikim belongs to the ladies. So we have it also. He needs Zayin Nikim. Now, what happens? What does it mean Zayin Nikim? It's like a Yishu. If she sees a Riyaz Dam in the middle, she loses. She's got to start again. Same thing. If a Zav will see one, two, three, the day three sees a Ziva, it starts again. What if he sees, not in those 7 days Ziva, but he sees Keri? He sees Keri in the middle of the Zayin Nikim. So, it says like this. If you tell me a Balkeri is a Roya, okay, I could hear that that should be Soysa the Zayin days. You know, it's not the same Riyah, but it's a Roya, so that messes up the 7 days. But if you tell me he's a Nageya, that means a person who's a Balkeri is similar to someone who touched the Sheretz. He touched Shechva Zera. That should have no effect on the Zayin Nekiyah. I mean, that we understand. If a guy is a Zav and he's counting Zayin Nekiyah and he walks over to a table with a Shechva Zera and touches it, he's not going to be Soysa Zayin Nekiyah. What's that going to do with him? So, the Gemara, you're telling me that every Balkeri, that's all he is. It's just a simpler way of doing it. It touches him as soon as it comes out of his body. But that's all it is. It's a negev shechva zera. It should not be soysa zayin nikiyim. Problem is, we know it is. Alomo tanyo zois toires hazav vashetetzim imenu shechva zera. Ma zivo soyseres av shechva zera nami soysa. So if it's soyser, I don't hear that it should be nogeya. If it's nogeya, Rashi puts it. It's like somebody touched the sheretz in the middle of zayin nikiyim. What's that have to do with us? Zog de Gemara, you're right. But Omalei Stira, you know why when a Zav sees Keri, Soysa Zayin Nekiyim? Not because of the Keri, but because in every Hoitzua Shechva Zera, there's also a drop or two of Ziva there. Omalei Stira, Hainu Taima, the Soysa, Vishayev Shalom, Belot Zichtzuche Ziva. Azov, the Gemara held Azov, is impossible to see Shechva Zera unless some of the Ziva comes out too. Okay, so that's nothing to do with the Shechva Zera. You're right. The Shechva Zera is not Soysa the Zayin Nekiyim. And that is like he taught Shechva Zera. But with it came out a drop or two of Ziva. Okay, so then he's a Zav that saw Ziva in the Zayin Nekiyim. Oh, Shteitach and Soysa. Now, we got another problem. We're in a riddle over here. When a Zav, let's say he'll see Ziva in the middle of Zayin Nekiyim, just like an Isha sees Dam in the middle of Zayin Nekiyim, it's Soysa. What does that mean, it's Soysa? You have to start again counting the Zayin Nekiyim, because you have to have 7 days straight, right? That's not the din by Zav Sheroya Keri. The din by Zav Sheroya Keri is a very strange din. He loses 1 day. He counted 3 days. On day 4, he saw Keri. He loses one day. The next day is day four. That's an interesting thing. It doesn't wipe out the Zayin Nikiyim, but he loses a day. So Zakti, come on, I got you. I started off asking you, if it's just Nogeya, why should we say, stop going to touch the sheriff? So he zogs to me, it's not as that, it's because Zivo came out. I'm asking you then, if Zivo came out, should we say for the whole Zayin? What's if Zav has a regular Riyah Ziv in the middle? Like Aisha, he loses the whole thing. Here the din is, he loses one day. He's got him going back and forth now. If you're telling me it's also Yefsh, what do you call it? That means every carry the Ziva there. Elamiyat tistikol Zayin. You should lose the whole Zayin Nikiyim. You're telling me he saw Ziva? Alom Otanyo Zois Toiras Azav Maziva Tichuzay Kapezer Maziva Soseres Avshich Vazeres Soiser. Continues the Brisa. I Maziva Soseres Kol Zayin Avshich Vazeres Nami Soiser Kol Zayin Talmud Loma Latoma Bo. Ein Lecho Bo Elamasha Omur Bo. What's the tumor of Palkeri? One day. Shkazer is tamtami one day. Is it stira one day? So seres yoimechot. So I don't understand. If the way you're telling me that the stira of Keri is because there's ziva there, so then it's like a zav that saw zivas. When she recites the zayin, nothing fancy going on over here. And for the Gemara, you're right. You're right. There's a kosuf. Zivo gemuro deloy orva boshich vazera. When a zav sees pure ziva, regular ziva, there's no shkazer mixed in there. So sarah is called shivo. Tzichzuche ziva the orva boshich vazera. This business of tzichzuche ziva, meaning a little ziva mixed with shkazera, loy sarah selo yemecha. They know chanami. It's a zeres a kosuf. Hayetzim in advarim. And the Gemara comes out here that a roya carry. Is Nogeya. He's not a Roya. He's a Nogeya. He's Tomei because the Sheikh Vazera touched him as it comes out, touched him on the outside of his body. And therefore, if there's something there, a Kisim, he took it out with a tube, it's like a Torah because it never touched him. And it's Soise Zivo, not because of the Keri Shabbo, but because in every Riya Sheikh Vazera is a little bit of Ziva in there. And why it's only Soise one day, it's a magic. It's a course. Okay. Bominei. Yeah. An interesting shaila. Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina, Reb Lozer, Dam Yovesh Mal. Rashi says, "Kol sheyotze miguva chaticha shel dam yovesh." It came out congealed, posh. It came out of a piece of dam instead of as a liquid. Is that metame ayishu or not? What's the shaila? Ki yozuv zov domo omar rachmona. Zov means to flow. Ad the mediv dayevle, it has to flow. Lach ein yovish lo, yovish not called flowing. Zav means a leak. Oy dilma, hay ki yozu zoyv domo chadavilsehi. Then what? Statement doch. A dam yovish is going to happen once in a blue moon. A normal ri is bezivet. The Torah is just describing the normal ri of an isha. Ulolam afilu yovish nami. Set this out in the shayla. Dam yovish, if it comes out a piece of dam. Is it metame? The truth is, the Gemara could have brought a riot right away. The Mishnah says over here that the Yehudos were metame, the chatich if it's red, because we say it's dam, that's dry dam. Let's talk about. But the Rosh is very good. That's not true, because according to the last shot we had over here, she's tameya there, it's dam that came out with the chatich. He has to just believe dam, so that's no riot. Okay. Also, Dr. Gemara, it's a good shiloh, but I happen to have a simple answer. It's a mission, the first mission in Damanido. Look what it says there. Damanido psaramez metamin lachen v'yevashin. State v'vorish. Damanido's metame, even yovesh. So Gemara, that's not what I'm talking about. That means over there, if Damanido came out, and it dried up, fell on a table, dried up. Now it's a congealed dam, it's still tome. You'll see the mission lists certain tumors, like Sheikh Bazera. Once it dries up, it loses its knack. Dam nidam saramez do not lose their knack even when they dry up. That's what that means. That's what I'm asking you. I'm asking you if dam nidam comes out dry, is dam nidam altogether? This, of course, is dam nidam. The Mishnah tells me even if it dries up, it doesn't lose its tumor. Mashenk and sheretz, nevela, those things, once they dry up, they lose their whatever it is, and they're not metame anymore. That's not what I'm asking you. When it came out lach and became dry, I know the Mishnah also. It came out yovish. So the Gemara, I have that for you also. We had in the Mishnah Hamapelas kim in klipo, like a scare, kim in saira hair, kim in offer, kim in yapchushin, mosquitoes, places. Adumin. What did Mishnah say? Make a test. Tatalamayim, put it in water. If it melts down, I know it's a really solidified diamond. She's tome. Imni moichu tmeyo. So what should I do? If it will melt, not melt, whatever you dissolve, when I soak it in warm water, the Gemara will say, then I say it was dumb. But how did it come out? It didn't come out liquid. It came out as a piece. And you see, it's tomato. So you see, Ayovish is Tomei. Frank the Gemara, Ihochi Baloni Mochu Nami. So then what do you need the test for? Understand? If you tell me that Dam Yovish is not Tomei, only lach, then I understand the Mishnah. Because then I say, if it dissolves from warm water, I look at it like it's bad some lach. And if it's not, then it's completely yovish. So you're telling me yovish is tome. So then why, if loni mochu, is it not tome? Ihochi beloni mochu nami. Omar rabo ki loni mochu berry. If they ask me, no. Of course, if I knew it was dumb, you could soak it from here to tomorrow. I don't care. It dry is also tome. This is a test. This is not dumb. Some sort of strange thing that came out. This is a test if it's dumb or not. If it dissolves in, we'll see, 24 hours, whatever, then I know it's dumb. If it doesn't dissolve, it's not dumb. It's a berry bifnei atzmo. But enoch anami, pure dumb that comes out as a congealed piece, is tome. Fine. If you tell me it's just congealed dam, I hear it came out in a funny shape. You're telling me now that this is not dam. If it doesn't melt down in 24 or 12 hours, whatever, see, then it's something else. It's a berry of the answer. It's a hair. It's a scab. That a yeshu should see this strange zachen. Not always does the Gemara ask that, but the Gemara was surprised itself at this point. It's like, well, yeah. When he moved from Tivin Liyah, they got two shilas. She was giving out these type of red scabs. He wasn't sure. They know what's going on with this lady. She must have some sort of a wound or an infection there. Shemimeno mapelis kim in klipis, and she's giving out the, what do you call it, the scabs. Tatalamayim lomazen imni mochu tmeya. Now the Rosh points out very well, have to be careful here. If these doctors said that it was a mako, then she can't be tmeya even if they mochu. We learned before that machos mako tell the mako. So of course the doctors themselves didn't know. They were saying it might be a maka. Let's make a test and see what's going on here. If you have a doctor that says maka, that's a more we had before. Mishas Vesla was a machloikis, but I say, you're telling that maka. They are saying, maybe it's a maka, let's make a test. Cyrus, here's Adumas, Ubovisholas Abba. Why they didn't know Vabasholachom, Chomla Rafim, Vomlem Shumo Yeshla Besochmeel. How did they tie Shumo? Wart?
A mole,
okay, it's the same, pretty much same thing. Shemimenu mapelas kmin cyrus. Rashi says a shuma is darker to have hair in it. It's true, a mole grows hair, so it's coming from there. Again, they said maybe it's that way. Shemimenu mapelas kmin cyrus adumas tatalamayim limochut meya. Omer Shlokish, how do you make this test? Again, we're making a test. We're basically saying now, this red scab or this red hair type object came out. We're not sure what it is. You put it in water. If it dissolves, we say it's done. Fine. Okay. If it doesn't dissolve, we say it's a hair. Where'd it come from? A mole. Okay. How long do you have to keep it? I mean, what type of water do you have to put it in? Omer Shlokish, potion. Usually called lukewarm water, not very hot water, but not cold water either. Meaning, if you put it in cold water and it won't dissolve, you cannot decide that she's tahira. That's not a fair test. It has to be warm water. Tanya nami hochi tatalamayim ube poishrim. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel is more machmir in that sense. He says, you take it and you put some saliva and you rub like this, and if it melts down, it's shishtome. He's making it tough for me. He's making it easier to make it dumb. My benayu. Where's the machloikis? Omer Ravina, miuch al yedei atchak. That's all. Tanakama holds miuch al yedei atchak. I mean, kvetching it, that won't be called miuch. If it dissolves on its own in water, then I say it's dumb. If you shmush it up like that and dissolve it, that doesn't tell me it's dumb. You can take anything and smash it to smithereens. If Shingamliya says no, does say steichet miuch, and if you go like this and it dissolves, it's dumb. It's a mamach miabis.
Hosam
Tanan.
In that mission over there, in the beginning of the seventh parak, it says, like we said, Dam Nido, Sarah Mass is Tomei, Lach Yovish, I don't care. But something like Shikh Vazera Lamazon. That's the time he only calls man, it's Lach. Once it dries up in Gansen, it's not Matami anymore. Says the Mishnah over there, how do I know if it's really dry? You soak it in water. If you soak it in water for 24 hours and it comes back, then it's not really dry. But if it soaks in water, then it's dry, it's not Matami. So there the Mishnah told us clearly in the soaking testing, that's a different thing than here, but it's 24 hours. And once, what's about here? How long do you need? We said warm water, but for how long do you have to keep it in there? Here also the test will be 24 hours in water, meaning if it can withstand, in order to be said it's not dam, it has to withstand 24 hours of soaking. They're harder. Bina mes less. Dam de rok yichlo. Dam is less. Ol dam loy shna. Take it. The Gemara is not true. I'm a pellets kim in dogim. Now let's go back to the Mishnah for a minute. The Mishnah said that I'm a pellets kim in dogim chagom shkotzim uremosim is im yeshimo im dam tmei vim laf tahir. Meaning what? That it's not considered a leida. If dam comes out, she's a nida, so not a maisa. But it's not a leida. Then the Gemara said, I'm sorry, the Mishnah said vaita, I'm a pellets kim in beimachayev oif. There's a machloikis, Reb Meir and the Chachomim. Reb Meir says that's a leida. She's mapple. It looks like a chvesnishta behema. It looks like a little chvesnishta cow, a little mini cow. You check if it's a zogah. She has it like a leida zogah on a cave on a cave. And we say no. You have to have it tzuras odah. So two interesting things in this Mishnah. First of all, in dogim v'chagom state that it's not a leida, even according to Rameya. Even Rameya holds if she's mapple, kimin beimachay voif says a leida, but dogim not. That's one point we have to deal with. The other point we have to deal with is we said by Chaticho in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda says it's Tomei. Either because the time is Tomei or the Yeshua. Well, how come by Dogim he didn't say that? Why wasn't he Chaylik by Dogim? It says in the Mishnah, Shin Mapelis Kim in Dogim, if Dam comes out, she's Tomei. If not, not. Why didn't he say she's Tomei regardless? Whatever Pshat he learned. That's the two points we have to deal with. Hamapelis Kim in Dogim, Vilifleg Nami Rebutabo. By Chaticha or Tanakama said that. Said Reb Yehuda, she's Tomei, even Dam doesn't come out. Why didn't he say that by Dogim? Omresh Lokish, Bimachloikish Shnuya, you're right. It's talking about that, Reb Yehuda goes on that too. He's Chaylik there too. He's Chaylik there too. The Rabboni, that's Enochem, that's only the Rabboni. According to Reb Yehuda, she can be Tomei if it's red, for Shteitzah, like we said before. Oh, Reb Yochanan Oman, no. We're going to the first shot before. What was the first shot? That the Reb Yehuda hold its Tomei. If it's red, because that thing is dam, says the Gemara that he said. I feel the same, Reb Yehuda. I can look over the hosom by a chaticho, elagami chaticho. The over dam the korish rabbi chaticho. There it makes sense to say this red chaticho is dam. I will bury you loy havik. Dam is not going to congeal and turn itself into a fish. Not fish. I don't know what this thing is. Like we said before, Barry Bifayatsu. The fact that a red fish came out doesn't mean that it was dam that was korish. That he never said. He holds in chatich in that pshat that way. Oh, but we had another pshat. The final pshat we had in Reb Yochanan was, why by chaticho is benkach u'benkach tmeyo? Because the yefshel psichas hakeve b'loy dam. Nothing to do with the chaticho. Just the chaticho opened the womb and dam came out. So then he should have been choylik here too. I don't care what came out at that point. Because I'm a fish, I'm an elephant. What I care? Dam came out. Here he should have been choylik. Ulahach lishna dom Reb Yochanan b'yefshel psichas hadam b'loy dam. Come if forget litflug nam Reb Yudah. Reb Yudah should have said that. The one who learns that lotion will take say Masni Hochi. Reb Yochanan Viresh Lokish da Amri Tarvayu Bimachloikishnuy Rabbonun in Echanami. The ones who learned the first Pshat Reb Yochanan, they could make this even Reb Yehuda. So that's what he said. And Reish Lakish said it's only the Rabbonim. In this Lashon, you have to say both Reb Yochanan and Reish Lakish agree. And Ochanami, if they don't say it, Reb Yehuda is choylik on this. Now, Toysa is a good kasha. How come the Gemara got all upset by Dogim? What about Klippus? We just said, I'm a Pelas Kim in Klippo in the Moichu Tomeya, Viloni Moichu not Tomeya. Why? It's a hair, it's a mole, Hosein, whatever it is. What happened to the Ephesus? Seems like Ever Boy Dam. And the Gemara is not asking any. It's the same question. He should have been choylik there. Why do I care what this thing is? As long as it came out, that means the womb opened. So Dam came out. He should have been choylik on that. That the Gemara doesn't even ask. So it's a very important thing. Those things are so small, they don't make psichas hakeva believe them. Now that happens to be a very important din l'alocha, because that means that there's a shear of psichas hakeva. It doesn't mean every opening of the keva gives dam. There's got to be a size. That's a major headache. What is that size? That's a different story. But it means that's not applying. We have a tapas in the Efshar Psichas HaKeva of dam. It comes up a lot. I don't know, today what's flying. I'm out of the medicine. This medicinal world appears in my childbearing days. But in the old days, you get pap smears. They used to make internal checks. That's how I was like, I can't say anything. The doctor goes in with an instrument. He touches the cervix. It doesn't have to be severely done. It's going to be automatically to me. I can't say anything. This is one of the coolest they have, that there's a shear. The question is to figure out what? If he touches the cervix, he's opening up the cervix. Usually, if he goes in a little bit, then he's opening up the cervix a little bit. That could already be Pshat HaSakev. I can't say Isaac in the Mary Rose. I don't think they do it anymore today. They're much more, they don't get involved in these internal checkups usually. But again, I can't say Isaac by the Mary Rose. Is it Moshe has a tshuva? Moshe, because I had no problems. He figured out what the shia was. What I mean, Shemuel happened soon late in all those peak. I got to say, so he got it down to him once, 1 millimeter. He has a shia there, which less than that is no problem. So he used to say that if the instrument, which usually those instruments are quite small, I mean, whatever, but that's the maneuver. It's an important tesis. It's not an automatic, every psichas hakeva. It has to open up to a certain shia. What the shear is it requires a lot of research. But don't stay the clear. Okay. Now we come to Reb Meir. Yeah, Reb Meir is a strange thing. Reb Meir is, again, we hold to be a Vlad, it has to have a Tsuasodo. Tsuas Behemachayo of the Snot. Reb Meir makes a funny split. If it's a Behemachayo, if it's a Leida. If it's a fish, it's not. Where did that come from? Today, tomorrow. But today we have the first approach. Today's approach is a very textual approach, shall we say. It's psukim. We're figuring out the psukim episode. I'm a pelskvin beim. I'm Rabbi Yudah Meshul. My time is the Meir. The Gemara, hoil v'nem rabo yitzira ke'odom. It's like Xavier Shov. We don't have the Xavier Shov. Like we say, the Adam Gang Shem. Why, you got the Xavier Shov. By Odom, it says, Vayitzah Hashem Elokim Es Odom Ofer Min Adom. And by Chayis it says Vayitzah Hashem Elokim Min Ho Adom Kol Chayis Atzode. So Vayitzah Vachto Akzev Shova Dosa Leida Dosa Leida. My time to May Hoyl V'Nemer Bo Yitzira Ko Odom Frank the Gemara Eba Zay El Meat Am Apeles De Mustanin Tehe Imo Tmei Oleida Tanin, that big fish over there. Why hold the name of Yitzira Ka'odam? Shenema Vayivra Lakimis Satanina Magdalen. Now we'll see, it doesn't say Yitzira, it says Bria. We'll see in 1 second. The truth is, Tyson says you could have asked on any dogim over there, because it says over there, it's called Never Sachaira Omesis. That's a short story of mine. It was Tanim says it right there, Vayivra Satan. Meaning, he should have included fish also. Amre, done in Yitzira, me Yitzira, done in Bria, me Yitzira. The example shows Yitzira to Yitzira. By fish, it says Bria, Vayivra. First of all, that's not so poshut. My nafkim mina, but the Totona Dvei Reb Yishmol v'shova keinu boakoyin. Zui Shiva, Zui Bia. The famous, we had it not long ago in Chumash. In, what do you call, in Mitzoyer. That's a famous Zei Rishova, the boakoyin v'shova koyin. It's like much like Zei Rishova. It's not Zei Rishova, it's not Bia, it's a Shiva. Zui Bia, Zui Shiva. You can make Zei Rishova like that. Even though the word's not the same, since it means the same thing. So it must be, what do you call it? Bria Yitzira. That's like Shiva and Bia. That should be a good Zei Rishova. V'oid. Forget about Yitzira. I'll go Bria, Bria. It says Bria by Odom also. Nigma Bria, mi Bria. The Siva Yivra, Lekim Eso Odom, B'Tzalmo. So let me go straight fish Bria to Bria. Amre, Vayivra Legufe, Vayitzel Lefnuye. Meaning, it's called mufna. Mufna means the word is extra. When you make a gzera shova, the word has to be extra. So bria, when it says vayivra by Adam, that's legufe. That's to tell me he was created. Vayitz is the extra one. So I make then the gzera shova vayitzah. V'don yitzira yitzira. Fregmat lozok faket. Say vayitz is legufe. Bria is the extra one, and go bria and get fish in there. Aderab vayitz legufe vayivra lafnuye. V'don bria mi bria. Elazok digimorum. Vayitze mufne mishnei tzodim. In Exeter Shova, you can have not move from that at all, not in Zeksha. You can have one of the ones in Zeksha, move from Mitzadeh. We get both our Exeter, move from Mitzadeh Zdodim. Zokta will soon, the Gemara explain it. But Yitzer is move from Mitzadeh Zdodim. Mufne gabe odom, mufne gabe bemehemo. Vayivra gabe odom is mufne because it says vayitze. But gabe tanina made a mufne. That's the only posse you have. So the gzeirah shove vayitze vayitze to bemehemes chayes vayifes is mufne mishneitz dot. The gzeirah shove to go bria bria to fish is mufne mitzad echot. One sec. It sounds like you must say so. We prefer Shava Mufnim to Mufnim. But now we just take a little parenthesis. Where's all these Mufnas going on over here? My Mufna Gabi Behemo. Why is Vayitze by Behemo Mufna? So it says they were made. Then it says Vayitze Hashem Lekim Adomo Kochayas Asode. That's why you're calling it Mufna, because it says Vayas. Now it says Vayitze Noch Apostle. That makes it Mufna. Then by fish is the same thing. Why? Because besides this pasuk, it also says before that it's called Remeso Adomo. In that pasuk of Vayas Lekim Chayes, that's called Remeso Adomo. So that includes fish, and then it says Vayivel Kim Zataninim Akdoilim. So the Gemara name Remes Nechsiv Hosom Diaboshu. That Remes, not talking about fish. So he says a pella. How did Gemara could have thought not that way? It says Beferish. First of all, it says Remes Adoma. Number two, it's on the fifth day. I'm sorry, the fish is on the fifth day. This Remes Adoma is on the sixth day. How did Gemara? Says a tamer. How did Gemara could have such a have? I mean, and obviously that Remes Adoma not talking about fish over there. So therefore, we're remaining that. Again, the pasuk in Odom is mufne. The pasuk in fish is not. The pasuk in behemah is mufne. So the gzeir shova of behemahs to Odom is mufne mishnei tzdod. The gzeir shova that you want to suggest to fish is a valid gzeir shova, but it's only mufne mitzadech. Says the Gemara. Apparently, Gemara say I prefer a double mufne to a single mufne. What's the difference? Why not kimina be mufne mitzadech or mufne mishnei tzdod? Okay, well, nafkimino, dom rebiro meshmuel. The next two words should go out. It's just dom rebiro meshmuel. It's a famous gemara. Rashi says it's no. This is where it is in Shas. It's quoted all over. This is the marker. Kol zeirah shava sheino mufne kol iker. We have three levels. Not mufne at all. Ain la maiden emena. He can't make the zeirah shava. Okay. Mufne mitzad echor is a machloikis. Li Rebbe Shmuel, le maiden ve'ein meshivin. You can learn the Gzeir Shova, and you can't frag it up with a pircha. In other words, once mufne, if it's not mufne, you can't make the Gzeir Shova, period. If it's mufne mitzad echor, you make the Gzeir Shova, and you can't break the Gzeir Shova. Chachamim say no, Rabbona no, le maiden u'moshivin. Mufne mitzad echor, it's a Gzeir Shova. But if you have a pircha on it, you can break it. Mufne mishnei tzadim, that's the big one. Divrei hakol, le maiden ve'ein meshivin. Good. So in the Rabbona we have clear. I asked you, what's the difference between a mufne mishnei tzadim and a mufne mitzad echor? So that's very simple. The Rabbona it's pashut. Mufne mishnei tzadim, he can't break with a pircha. Mufne mitzad echor, he can. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, there's really no difference between mufne mitzad echor, mufne mitzad echor. Both of them, he can't break with a pircha. So frag the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel, ma'ika be mufne mitzad echor, mufne mitzad echor. Nafkamina, this type of a thing where I have a choice which way to go, I prefer to move to mishnei tzadim. Nafkamina, the echad ika mufne mitzad echor, or mufne mishnei tzadim. Shavkinen mufne mitzad echor, the alfinen mufne mishnei tzadim. Ulohochi after rachmon lebehemo mishnei tzadim. That's good for what we're saying over here. That's the answer to your question. Why did Remeir learn Vayitze, Vayitze, and get behemoths into the Leda? And he didn't go Bria, Bria, and say there's a Leda by fish? Because the one by fish would be Mufta Mitzadechot, and the one from behemoths is Mufta Mishnei Tzadim. And Lamai, so we prefer, when we have to go this way, that way, we take the Mufta Mishnei Tzadim and not the Mufta Mitzadechot.